Hey guys, I have a little bit of an issue with the paid podcast. I think that it's created some confusion because people are trying to sign up and it is apparently through Anchor and Spotify, and that's fine for the free one because it populates to every platform, but with the paid one, it circumvents Apple's 30% fee or whatever they charge. So it's making you use Anchor or Spotify. It's taking you to Anchor to pay. Once you pay, you can get it on Spotify or on Anchor. So if people don't use Spotify or Anchor, it's a little bit of a pain in the butt. So I don't know how much of a inconvenience this is going to be for people. Email me. You can go on the website, tradinglifepodcast.com, and email me if it's a problem, or you can just get on Anchor, and I think it's free on Anchor after you pay for it. There's no other subscription. You don't have to have Spotify, and you can listen to it that way. If it's a pain in the butt, I'll have to go a different route with maybe a private podcast feed or look at a different way to do it. This was just an easy way, I thought, for people to get on and not deal with clunky payments and just have it be simple and easy for me to put it out quickly without having to screw around too much. But so it's out there. The first one's out there, but it's kind of creating a little bit of a mess. So keep that in mind. So try doing it that way and reach out to me if you can't or if there's a problem. In terms of what you're going to get more intro information into trading, specific technicals, specific setups, how sometimes maybe in advance, if we see something setting up, oftentimes it'll be, this is the trade we saw, this is how we did it, why we did it. The first one is has some good lessons about sizing, because I end up having a really good idea. I thought it's a trade I've done something similar many times, but I traded it too big and caused myself some problems. So that's a common thing I've done too. So Brent and I discussed that. So I think it's interesting from a few angles, from the setup angle and from the sizing angle, and how you can have a great idea and still manage to screw yourself up. But it'll just be a lot of like the trailer talked about that I left in the, you can see the trailer is free. It kind of talks about the focus being more on specific psychological and event based stuff. It could be a lot of what we do is just understanding, kind of trying to think second order of why this might be happening, and then what are other people doing about it versus just strictly technicals. So technicals are obviously very important, but it's just kind of, when you're trading leverage products or indexes especially, it becomes this game theory type trade a lot of times, where the macro is so discounted by smart people with more data than we have. So it's very hard to get an edge that way because everyone knows the same thing. You're basically going to talk about something that you've read somewhere that everyone else who's smart already knows or already had data on a few days or a few weeks ago. So a lot of times when we're left with then figuring out human psychology and positioning and things like that and how the news affects it. And that's a lot of what we're going to end up talking about. That's not the only thing. There's other trades that show up that are not that, but a lot of it becomes that. And then some other strategies I'm working on are different, totally different. There's an earnings strategy I use that's different. And there's other things that come up that we'll bring up when they happen. But there's a lot of stuff out there on the earnings strategy. You can look for StockB, the Cinderella strategy. You can look up that. That might be interesting to people. And as I get more proficient with that, I'll maybe talk more and bring those to the table. But right now I'm kind of sticking to what I've done well with most of my career, because that's where I feel the most comfortable passing it on to others. And then the other stuff that I'm developing, we'll just kind of have to add that in later. And then Brent and I are just going to, you know, do these when they come up, and you might get a few in a week, or you might get a few in a month. It just depends on we don't want to put out stuff to put out stuff. We want to put out things just like when you're trading. You trade when you see something that is good and that you can define your risk and you see the reward versus it's not really, earlier in my career, I had trouble expecting to be a grinder and come in and work hard every day and get paid and get results, and just doesn't work that way. So the podcast will be similar. It'll be when things show up, then, you know, then we do them and we put them out there. So you can expect, I don't know, 2 or 3 episodes a month, and it might be more. It's probably always going to be at least 1 or 2. It's not going to be 0, and it might be 5 or sometimes. So it's going to kind of average out to 2 or 3 over time, I would think. So hopefully we can get some good stuff out there that you can ask questions about, or I don't know, email us. We can all learn. Brent and I are already learning by having to articulate what we're doing even better and waiting even more for stuff, which has been pretty fun. And he's been coaching a few people that have, I don't know, kind of highlighted things to him that have made him a better trader too. So sometimes he's going to bring some of those insights in, which is nice. But that's the gist of it for the most part, and we'll kind of go from there. So bear with me when I'm getting this this stuff started in terms of clunking around with making it easy for everybody to do. So I'll fix it if it doesn't work out, and I'll make them free or something like that if we can't. I don't want to waste the episode, so they'll be out there for free if I can't figure this out soon, and then I'll eventually figure it out. But in the meantime, try it out and see what you think. And I had something else to say and I can't remember right now, but I'll leave that to next time. Anyways, thank you for being patient.